Welcome to the New Gnostic Pod Show. I'm Terry Spires. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this April 2nd, 2007 episode. Today's channel is entitled Dare to Discover. And in this channel, we continue to explore the process of the discovery of our divine selves. This is a courageous process once you start it, because we are not accustomed to really knowing ourselves. We're not accustomed to exploring this part of us that we have hidden away and tucked away over time and over lifetimes. It's important to be relaxed when you listen to a channel, as you know. Those of you that may be new to channeling, it may seem strange, but really it isn't. And I think it's normal for the human being to be able to do this. It's just something that we've blocked out. As children, I think we did it. And as adults, as we grew into adults, we began to be taught, or we began to believe that this was all imaginary, and perhaps it was time to put it away and become a grown-up. So the older we became, the less we listened to the inner voice, to that part of us that really is our guide, really is who we are. And so I invite you today to breathe deeply, relax, and enjoy the process of the discovery of all that you are. Dare to discover. There is on this day a movement of energies across your planet. You have felt this movement in the past weeks. There is a great shift taking place, as you know. The shift will result in a new time. The shift does not mean sudden upheavals. But as many of you are noticing, the energies are changing. Changing quickly. This energy shift is creating a tension between the old ways and the new. This tension will continue for a time. And it may intensify in the coming weeks. If you don't believe what we say, pick up your newspapers. Just read the headlines. Turn to your news channels. And if you can't feel what we say, you can at least watch it on television. These new energies, these new ways are taking place because enough humans were able and chose to awaken. They chose to allow the deepest part of them to awaken and to speak. To many people, this is a time of chaos and turmoil. But if you will go within, into the core of you, and listen, you will hear for yourself what is taking place. As you know, it is a rebirth. Perhaps not even a rebirth. It is a birth of something new. And as was said in a movie, A Space Odyssey, something wonderful is about to happen. And we tell you, something wonderful is happening as we speak. If you listen to yourself, to your great divine self, you will know of what we speak. What is birthing in the cosmos is birthing within you, if you choose it. If you will breathe in all the magnificence of who you are, you will know there is nothing to fear. As you look around, you will observe many of your fellow humans who are in fear. They may be in denial of their fear, but they sense at core levels change is coming. And there is probably nothing on your planet more disconcerting than change. For you have built in so many safeguards against change. Your belief systems and philosophies are nothing more than an attempt to hold energy where it is. It is an attempt to lock into place what you believe is the status quo. And yes, you speak of change, and we hear your quotes that that all there is change. But when it finally comes, you're never quite ready for the shift, for the change. Oh, we know that for some of you, in your very depths, you have been searching for the shift, for the change. One part of you holds on to the status quo. But the true part says, no, this is not my truth. And you tentatively open the door to change, to the integration and fulfillment of all that you are. The magnificence of you sometimes may frighten the human part, because the human part of you is afraid of losing its identity. It's afraid of dying. And we will remind you that to live, you only have to die. For you see, change is, in some respects, a form of death. The old things pass away. The old ideas, the old beliefs pass away. They seem to disappear. In fact, what happens is they are integrated. The old ways do not die, really. They become part of the new. They meld with the new. You're transformed through your choices, through your allowing the fullness of your divine self to come through, to come home. And you will find that the more you listen to this inner knowing, to Nost, to your divine self, the less fear you will have. You see, the fear of change is often generated by fear of the unknown. And so you believe and have believed for a time that your divine self is unknown. But we tell you that is an illusion. That is a lie that you have been separate from your God self, from your divine self. There is no separation. There never was. And so as you become reacquainted with who you really are, you will feel the fear melt away like the snows in springtime sunshine. We have spoken before of ways to discover your divine self. We have used the metaphor of the etheric house, the etheric home. In many ways, this metaphorical home represents all that you are. And if you allow yourself to step into this safe and sacred space, you can begin to become acquainted with all that you are. Whatever kind of safe and sacred space you wish to create doesn't matter. But it is important for you to consider how you want to become acquainted with you. Whatever safe and sacred space you wish to create, it is done easily through your imagination. Do you choose a warm, sunny beach as your safe and sacred place? You see, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you can choose to explore all that you are. For in that process, you discover all the facets that you've ever been. Whatever expressions you have created in the past are part of you And they're waiting for you to tell them that it's all okay. It is your step towards healing the past. When you begin to integrate with your divine self, you begin that healing process of forgiveness and compassion for all past events, regardless of what they are, regardless of your remembering them. It is not necessary to remember them. All it takes is an invitation, a choice. When you breathe and say, yes, I choose life. I choose to know my divine self. I choose the all that I am. This process has had many names, and given your rich imaginations, it may have others, many more. But it really is ascension. A word that may have had different meanings and connotations in the past. But when a human chooses to remain in physical form, but also remember who he or she is, they have begun the ascension process. When you allow the magnificence of you to express itself through you, in whatever form, you begin the process of remembering. Of discovering. Maybe we should say rediscovering all that you are. In your house are many mansions. If it were not so, we would have told you. Dare. discover all that you are. Dare to love yourself so compassionately that the greatness of you will once more walk this planet in human form. This is not something you have to proclaim from the rooftops. It is something that you claim for yourself. Not to save the world, not to change the world, but to save yourself, to change yourself, so that your footsteps upon this great and magnificent planet become lighter, you can walk with full knowledge, full awareness upon your planet. The one you created for this grand experiment. You tucked it away in a corner of the universe, out of sight. A place to play. A place to explore. A place to discover all that you are. We know that to some of you, this sounds like a story, and it sounds far-fetched. But it's your story. It's your creation. And you feel this grand being that is all that you are, surrounding you. Can you feel this energy of you expanding outward? Can you feel that there is no end to you? Can you feel all that you are? Dear ones, dare to discover. Dare to love yourself so much. You love yourself so much, and you fall in love with yourself so deeply that you'll never question again your divinity. You will never again believe the lie of separation. One of the deadliest lies love yourself enough to discover your God self, your divine self. And so, once more, we are so pleased to be able to speak with you and feel your energy as we play together. You are so honored for what you do. Dare to discover.